Good morning and welcome to Simply Finance. It's Tuesday, April 16th. On today's show, banks and companies contribute EGP $68.85 billion to the Mortgage Finance Initiative for Low-Income Individuals in Q1 2024, while Geo Financial Services shares spike 5% following the announcement of a joint venture with BlackRock. Plus, Pakistan and the IMF are discussing a new multi-billion dollar program, as the finance minister reveals. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Finance. We start off with some positive news out of Egypt. Banks and mortgage finance companies there have allocated significant funds to support low-income individuals in acquiring housing. According to a recent report by the Social Housing and Mortgage Finance Fund, nearly 69 billion Egyptian pounds were disbursed in the first quarter of 2024, benefiting over 500,000 customers. For more details on this initiative, we turn to our correspondent. Can you break down the contributions from the various banks and companies involved?
Absolutely, David. The banks played a major role, contributing about 96.5% of the total funds, amounting to over £66 billion and aiding nearly 545,000 customers. The National Bank of Egypt led the pack, disbursing around £18 billion to over 147,000 customers, securing a 26% share of the financing. Bank Misr followed closely with about £16.6 billion for 132,000 customers. The Housing and Development Bank and Bank du Caire also had significant shares at 10.6% and 8.1% respectively. Mortgage finance companies, while having a smaller share of 2.2%, still provided £2.4 billion to over 19,000 customers. Altamir Mortgage Finance and Contact Mortgage Finance were the top contributors among these companies.
This initiative seems to have been in the works for quite some time. Can you provide some background on how it came about and evolved over the years?
Sure, David. The roots of this initiative can be traced back to February 2014, when the Central Bank of Egypt launched a program offering subsidized, decreasing interest rates ranging from 5% to 7% for low and middle income earners. In 2021, President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi further instructed the Central Bank to develop a mortgage finance program for these income groups, enabling them to own homes through long-term loans of up to 30 years, at a simplified interest rate, not exceeding 3%. The program was allocated £100 billion. Then, in November 2022, the Prime Minister decreed that the Ministry of Finance would oversee all such initiatives offering below-market returns, with the Ministry of Housing covering the interest rate cost difference for the banks.
It's impressive to see the scale of this initiative and the number of people it has benefited. Do you think this will significantly impact the housing situation for low-income individuals in Egypt?
It's certainly a step in the right direction, David. Access to affordable housing has been a persistent challenge for low-income groups in Egypt. With this initiative providing subsidized long-term financing, it could potentially enable a large number of these individuals and families to become homeowners. However, it's important to note that housing affordability is a complex issue that also involves factors like income levels, property prices, and the overall supply of affordable housing units. So while this financing initiative is a crucial piece of the puzzle, a comprehensive approach addressing multiple fronts may be necessary to fully tackle the housing challenges faced by low-income segments in Egypt.
Thanks for that in-depth look at Egypt's housing finance initiatives. Shifting our focus to India now, Geo Financial Services shares surged 5% today to 371.95 after the company announced a joint venture with BlackRock for wealth management activities in India. The agreement will establish a wealth management company and subsequently a brokerage firm. Here with more details is our Simply Finance correspondent. What can you tell us about this deal and why it caused such a positive reaction in Geo Financial's stock price today?
This is a significant move for Geo Financial Services to partner with a major global investment firm like BlackRock. BlackRock manages over $10 trillion in assets worldwide, so their expertise and resources in wealth management will be a huge asset as Jio looks to expand its financial services offerings in India. A 5% jump is a strong vote of confidence from investors that this joint venture will accelerate Jio's growth in the fast-growing wealth management space in India.
And what exactly will this new joint venture entail in terms of products and services?
The joint venture will start by establishing a wealth management company to offer financial planning, investment advisory, portfolio management, and other wealth management services to high net worth and ultra high net worth individuals in India. Over time, they also plan to set up a brokerage firm to provide broking and trading services as well. With rising incomes and a growing middle class in India, demand for sophisticated wealth management is increasing rapidly. Jio and BlackRock see a major opportunity to become a market leader.
Jio Financial Services is still a relatively new company after being spun off from Reliance Industries. How does a deal like this fit into their overall strategy?
This is part of Jio's broader push to become a full-service financial firm, leveraging the vast reach of Reliance's digital and retail ecosystem in India. Remember, Jio Platforms, which houses Reliance's digital ventures, has already raised billions of dollars from Facebook, Google, and other global tech giants. Financial services is the next frontier, whether it's payments, insurance, lending, or wealth management. Partnering with a leader like BlackRock will help Jio ramp up quickly to take on established players as well as fintech startups in the wealth space.
Thanks for the update on Jio Financial Services and its new joint venture with BlackRock. Shifting our focus to the global stage, Pakistan is seeking a new multi-billion-dollar loan from the International Monetary Fund to support its economic reform program. The country is nearing the end of a $3 billion IMF loan that helped it avoid default last year. For more, let's bring in our correspondent Celeste. Pakistan has already begun discussions with the IMF on this new loan program. What are they hoping to achieve?
Pakistan's new finance minister, Mohammad Aurangzeb, told AFP that they have initiated discussions with the IMF for a larger, multi-year program worth billions of dollars. The goal is to build on the progress from the current $3 billion loan that is wrapping up and to support Pakistan's structural economic reforms over a longer time period, likely 3 years, according to the finance minister.
And how is Pakistan's economic situation now compared to last year when it nearly defaulted?
Minister Aurangzeb says market confidence and sentiment in Pakistan are in much better shape this fiscal year. The $3 billion IMF loan helped pull the country back from the brink of default. But clearly, more support is still needed to keep the positive momentum going and implement difficult economic reforms under the new government.
Pakistan is also in an interesting position geopolitically when it comes to the U.S.-China trade war. How is the government approaching that dynamic?
Pakistan has close economic ties to both the U.S. and China. The U.S. is Pakistan's largest trading partner, while China has made major infrastructure investments through its Belt and Road Initiative. Minister Aurangzeb says Pakistan wants to maintain strong relationships with both. Interestingly, he sees an opportunity for Pakistan to boost exports to the U.S., similar to what Vietnam has done, as U.S. tariffs have shifted some manufacturing away from China. But scaling up will be key.
Thanks for the update on Pakistan's economic situation, Celeste. Shifting our focus to the U.S., a Richmond-based commercial real estate investment bank is taking on a new role as steward of a $50 million pool of capital from an unnamed Fortune 500 insurance company. John B. Levy & Co. says this is the first time it has done a deal with this particular structure. Here with more details is our Simply Finance correspondent. So what exactly is John B. Levy & Co.'s role with this $50 million allocation?
Normally, John B. Levy & Co. helps line up debt and equity financing for real estate deals that are brought to them by clients. But in this case, the insurance company approached Levy and essentially gave them the $50 million upfront to then go out and find suitable real estate transactions to invest in. It's a reversal of their typical process. The insurance company had previously invested in numerous deals that Levy brought to them and wanted to expand the relationship by providing this pool of capital for Levy to deploy.
And what types of real estate deals will they be targeting with this capital? Is there a specific focus?
The $50 million will be used as either equity investments or mezzanine debt in real estate transactions, rather than as senior debt. Levy says they are flexible on the property types, but are particularly interested in housing, especially affordable and workforce housing, as well as industrial properties, flex and small bay industrial, and retail. Geographically, they are focusing on the Mid-Atlantic and Southeast regions in markets like Richmond, the Baltimore, D.C. area, Hampton Roads, Charlotte, and Raleigh. The goal is to be in and out of each deal within 3 to 7 years.
How much of the $50 million are they looking to deploy in the near term? And are they optimistic about finding suitable deals in the current market environment?
Levy says the green light is on and they are looking to put the capital to work immediately, with the aim of spreading it across several different real estate deals. He acknowledges the commercial real estate market is a bit wonky right now, noting that transactions in the Richmond market alone were down over 60% last year. But he's confident they will have the bulk of the $50 million allocated by the end of this year or early 2024. Levy says they've already begun discussions with property owners since word began to spread about the capital earlier this month.
It's an interesting new approach by John B. Levy & Co. Thanks for sharing those insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Finance. We'll see you back here tomorrow.